The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Why have you doubled the fee?
Well, ultimately, Jonathan, this point comes down to consumer choice. For those who choose to use the premium drop-off and pick-up, we've invested in doubling the size to ease congestion and improve traffic flows, and we've doubled the time consumers have available in that zone. So from 10 minutes, now they have 15 minutes with a five-minute exit grace. But let's not be quick to dismiss the fact that, unlike London's other airports, Luton also provides an entirely free pick-up and drop-off of 30 minutes in the mid-stay car park with a free transfer direct to the main front door. So the key message is for those consumers who don't want to pay the increase, they don't have to.
Are you treating loyal Luton Airport customers the way that they would expect to be treated? Because we as consumers, we have the right and the freedom to fly from any airport, but many of us choose Luton because it's our local airport and we want to support you. How do you think this makes us feel?
Well, the key point, and you mentioned it, Jonathan, is choice. So unlike the other London airports, who
you've made that point before, but I'm saying to you, if I choose to come and use Luton Airport and I've got a wife and three children, I've got buggies, I've got suitcases, so to be dropped off in the midterm car park and then to have to get the bus is an awful lot of hassle. So realistically, I'm going to ask my relative or my friend to drop me off and then I'll have to pay the £2 drop-off fee. But do you want to treat your customers like that?
What we want to do, Jonathan, is to continually provide our customers with choice. So if you want to pay for the premium pick-up and drop-off area, then obviously that's entirely at your choice. But what we're making available is a free drop-off and pick-up zone, unlike the other London airports. Now, we should also not be quick to dismiss the product in the mid-stay car park. It's a very good product. You can sit down there very easily and jump on the shuttle bus that within 60 seconds will have you directly outside the front terminal door.
So this is not just about making money.
Well, sustainability is the key, Jonathan. Obviously, we have to continually reinvest in the airport. We've already spent £215 million since 1998, and we have a plan on the table to invest a further £100 million. So, of course, money is an element, but what we're making sure we're doing, unlike our competitors, is offering consumers choice. If they don't want to pay the fee, they have the ability not to.
Right, OK, so I've had to pay my £2 for the trolley to put my suitcases on because I've got wife and the children and everything else going on. Then I suddenly find I've got to pay for my plastic bag in order to put all of my liquids in because otherwise they're all going to be confiscated from me. Do you honestly think that customers are going to feel they've had an enjoyable, hassle-free experience at London Luton Airport, or are they going to feel as if you're trying to milk as much money out of people as you possibly can, and it will leave holidaymakers with a very sour taste in their mouth?
Well, what I would say to that, Jonathan, I think perhaps the best measure of how customers feel towards the airport is how they vote with their feet. And what we are very proud about is the fact that in the last 3 years, in the face of the deepest economic recession, Luton has managed to increase its passenger numbers year on year. And for a simple reason, Jonathan, it's because we provide convenience and great overall value in a better way than anybody else.
What's next for the charging? I mean, I'm getting some texts from people suggesting that you'll be charging an oxygen fee for people who walk through the terminal building.
There isn't any plan for any oxygen fee, so your listeners will be delighted to hear that. But I would just like to reiterate the point, Jonathan. If people don't want to pay for plastic bags, if they don't want to pay for the priority drop-off zone, it's entirely at their discretion, entirely at their choice. You can bring your own plastic bags with you, and you can use the free drop-off zone that we have available, unlike any other London airport.
The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.